You're listening to CKNW News Talk 980, VC's news leader.
It is Pink Shirt Day. Thanks very much for joining us. We're talking about bullying, raising more awareness, listening to your stories, actually, and finding out how you perhaps dealt with bullying. You can email me that, simi@cknw.com. But I have to say, and I know I've said this before, the number one story that I've heard from people over the last 6 weeks has to deal with workplace bullying. This all started when province columnist and CKNW host Michael Smith did a column on this, really opened the floodgates. We had him on the show. We talked about it. It has really struck a chord with people where they feel like as adults, they should be able to deal with this better in the workplace, and somehow that just doesn't happen. So are managers doing enough? Is human resources doing enough? Are companies doing enough to deal with this problem? It costs money. Employees go on stress leave. They have to take sick days. They lose days in productivity, and perhaps companies aren't realizing that. To talk more about that, we're joined now by Christian Codrington, Senior Manager of Operations at the BC Human Resources Management Association. Christian, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for the invitation, Simi.
Well, first of all, what do you do? What is the BC Human Resources Management Association?
We're a professional association for HR practitioners. So we help them grow professionally. We help them link and network with one another and really help them succeed in their roles.
Would you say that bullying practices and policies are something that are overlooked by a lot of companies?
Unfortunately, I think the challenge is dealing with it. But I think that many employers have wonderful sort of policies in place to ensure that people are, you know, doing their best in the workplace.
It costs money, though.
It does.
I think bullying is something overlooked in the workplace about how much it really does cost in terms of lost productivity.
Well, I think there's a number of ways in which it can cost an employer. One is lost time, people not showing up to work. People showing up to work and not wanting to be there. That's a term we call presenteeism. Workplace illness, injuries, increased work safe claims. Yes.
So what should employers be, or managers even, be on the lookout for?
Well, oftentimes you want to look for a change in someone's behavior, where one person was succeeding and really enthusiastic about coming to work, a change in their behavior that indicates they might not be as engaged. So something has indicated that something has happened. So managers need to keep an eye out on their staff for that.
Okay, and even listening, I would imagine.
Certainly listening and acknowledging. They may give subtle hints. Oftentimes people are afraid to come forward. So it's really incumbent upon managers to be asking people, checking in with them regularly.
And if someone comes to them with a complaint, because I heard this over and over and over again, they went to a manager with a complaint, how should it be dealt with at that point? Because people feel like they get dismissed, it doesn't get taken seriously. I hear that a lot. How should it be dealt with if you are a manager and somebody comes to you and says, I'm being bullied?
Well, it's really important that an employer first sit and acknowledge what's going on, ask what's going on, ask for some information, assure them that there's going to be confidentiality in how they deal with the complaint, and then assure an employee when they're going to get back to them with a response. There clearly has to be an investigation of some sort. There's one side of a story or one perspective. So to be fair, we ensure that the human resources or the operations manager, whomever is dealing with the issue, look into it thoroughly, but then get back to the person and let them know what the outcome is.
You're making it sound awfully simple, Christian. Seems pretty easy to do.
We often say that exercising is real simple, but we tend not to do that as regularly as we should, right?
Yeah, exactly. Because that would be like something any manager or employer could do, but for some reason it's not getting done.
Well, I think dealing with a lot of these people issues is challenging for all of us. It's awkward. Sometimes you're taking people at face value. Sometimes there's other perspectives that are coming into play, and there may be reason to disbelieve the persons.
Is it difficult, too, because we're talking about adults here, and I'm sure sometimes the mentality for businesses, for companies is, listen, you guys are grown-ups. Come on, deal with it. This is not a playground.
Well, it's an interesting way to put it. You don't often hear the term bullying in the workplace in the same sentence, do you?
No. Right, because there is this expectation that you're all adults here, and one, this shouldn't be happening.
Well, if it's easier to call it something different, let's call it a healthy workplace. Let's call it a psychologically healthy workplace, if that's easier. But at the end of the day, as soon as you have two people in the same room together, there's a potential for conflict.
Yeah, that's true, right? It is glorified high school sometimes, some workplaces.
I'd like to think of it more than simply as glorified high school, but there can be challenges as people express differences of opinion. People have stressors that they bring to the workplace. And all of those things get borne out as people interact together.
you said that usually HR departments are dealing with sort of strategic hiring, you know, planning and all of that. How should they incorporate this into their duties?
Well, I think this is basic. Just dealing with a healthy workplace is basic. In order to make those hiring decisions, those pay decisions, make sure all of those are effective. So by just diligently following up on issues, working with employees to understand what their concerns are, and thoroughly investigating situations, I think we'll have to stick with that sort of basic.
Well, if you're an employee, though, right, how do you think we should be dealing with it?
Well, for most employees, it's coming forward.
Yeah.
And understanding what's appropriate and inappropriate in the workplace. So asking questions and bringing it forward when it comes to your attention, rather than leaving it to fester and grow. That's critical for most employees.
Lots of challenges out there for companies these days in the HR department.
I think there's lots of opportunities to succeed as well.
Really? Oh, you're so positive.
I have to be.
What would you say are some of the big challenges out there that these companies are facing?
Well, I think that in today's job market, the workplace is changing constantly. So people are asking for different work arrangements, working from home, perhaps trying to find ways to balance work and family. The wage pressures continue to exist, as many of your news stories sort of talk about these days. So you balance all of those things against the demands that are happening at home, and it's tough for employers and employees.
About 500,000 workers, it says here, fall under the umbrella of your organization?
I think total, yes. Yes.
Wow, that's impressive.
We have 5,200 members. That sort of encompasses at least half the BC workforce.
That's amazing. So your number one advice to them would be just start thinking about it, how you're going to deal with this.
Easy as that.
It really is. Well, Christian, thank you very much for being with us today.
It's a wonderful opportunity. Do I have time to do a plug, Cindy?
Oh, go right ahead. Now you said it. You got to do it quickly.
So you have to check out the BCHRMA Facebook page. And if you have your pink anti-bullying shirt on, take a picture, post it on our website. And at the end of the day, we will judge the best picture. And what we'll do is give somebody tickets to an upcoming BCHRMA trade show and conference where your own Bill Good will be moderating a speaker panel. And we'll actually have a couple other celebrities, including Rick Mercer, doing some entertainment.
Well, who wouldn't want one of those? Well, thanks very much for that. That's Christian Codrington, Senior Manager of Operations at the BC Human Resources Management Association.